new one that I love a lot. I think I love it too much. I think I might move in with it for a while.
I don't think it's possible to love it too much.
No, no, Def Leppard, take what you want.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, how do?
How do? That's right. I said it wrong. What a fool.
First of all,
I haven't had no sex.
You know, you kind of want your preacher to be able to say that to some degree, I suppose.
Sure.
You know, they should be saints, right? They should never
You would think.
Do nothing.
I have a great preacher today.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to feature some audio from him on the show, and he's going to tell you why you can't get into heaven if you eat meatless burgers. Impossible burgers?
Yet another reason I'm going to hell? Holy cow.
The list is long.
I'm screwed, man. Really?
Also, Sluggo's moving. And so we're going to take calls in the next hour, in the 4 o'clock hour, of moving disasters.
To help encourage me, maybe sleep safely, soundly,
everything
not worry.
Everything could have gone wrong did, and we're going to take your calls in the 4 o'clock
hour. Yeah, we want to hear about it, so I know maybe what to avoid.
And give me 5, it is the 5 senses.
Oh, right.
Sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch.
You know, usually there can be like, 50 or 60 songs that would fit the theme, but 5 senses, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's tough.
Yeah, so that's at 5.
And we've got your tickets to Disney's California Adventure.
Damn.
KLOS Takeover.
Plus, we're right in the middle of a lovely twofer from Def Leppard. Shall we do another one?
Yes, please.
All right.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
The FBI executes search warrant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago in document investigation.
Wow, yeah, that was pretty insane. I was like thinking, remember when Reagan was raided by the FBI and Johnson had all those troubles with the CIA?
I don't
and
think any
the Clintons got raided.
I don't think anyone's been raided.
Oh, he's the only one?
Yeah, he's the only one.
Oh, I see.
let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and say good afternoon to number 45.
Get out of here. Hello?
The most persecuted person in the history of mankind. Unbelievable. Nobody has ever been treated like this before. That's why you can't think of anyone else. No one has been treated worse than me. Forget Jesus.
Right.
That was like a one-time thing. One time they hung him.
Okay, but that seems like a pretty bad thing for one.
Someone's nailed you to a cross already? That's terrible.
So many worse things happening to me. They came into my house. Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're safe. You're safe, Bennett, right? They took
They broke into my safe.
My
Can you believe
goodness.
This?
My goodness.
Did you see some of the suggestions yesterday about what was in that safe?
I didn't hear.
A happy meal was one of them.
That's ridiculous, obviously, because
you
wouldn't be able to eat it then. It'd be in the safe.
That's
and I like to eat my Happy Meals.
Okay, all right.
I leave them in every drawer in my house.
What do you think they did find then, actually? What would have been actually and truly, honestly, in that safe of yours?
Nothing in the safe. There's nothing. It's a safe. You don't put important papers or things in a safe.
What?
Okay.
Well, I hope so, because you had secret documents, didn't you? Top secret documents?
No secrets. Everything is out in the open. No one's been more transparent than me.
Because we never got your
taxes, which
IRS returns.
I see now the appeals court has said the House can obtain those taxes from the IRS. So you're okay with that?
Being audited, okay. Nobody shows their taxes when they're being audited.
Right. That's a long audit.
Every president has shown their taxes, though. Everyone.
Nobody has ever done it.
We showed you ours. You show us yours.
I flushed so many documents, it's hard to give the tax documents when many of them are in the toilet.
I mean,
and
that seems to be another problem, is that you're flushing official documents down the toilet.
Not all of them. Some of them I eat. And
flush later, I guess.
It's like a tax happy meal. That's the way I look at it.
You know, I saw a tweet from Sarah Huckabee. She said, when you're attacking FBI agents because you're under criminal investigation, you're losing. Now, granted, that was from 2016, but what do you think of that Sarah Huckabee tweet?
She meant Hillary, crooked Hillary, with all of her troubles. That's what she was talking about. Not a good person like me, okay?
Right, but
never before has this happened to a former president.
Right.
That's true.
And let me ask you, if the former president has to follow the laws, then what's next? Everybody has to follow the laws?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Christian TV host says vegetarian burgers our Luciferian plot to change human DNA.
Do they all get hit on the head before they go into divinity school? Is that the deal?
I would like to clarify the difference between real people of religion,
making
fun of religion. 100%. No, I'm not.
I'm not either.
This guy
is an idiot.
Is an idiot.
And there's a lot of them out there.
He says any meatless food, well, I'll let him explain it to you.
Yes, please, sir.
Here he is.
When you go to your favorite fast food restaurant, you're going to be eating a fake hamburger.
That's right.
You're going to go to the grocery store and buy a pound of fake hamburger or a fake steak, and you won't know that it was grown in some big corporation's laboratory.
No, we do know that because I don't particularly like chopping the heads off cows and torturing them for a long time before I eat their bodies.
You're going to go to hell, my friend.
This is the nightmare world that they're taking us into.
All right, now.
How does anyone sit in a congregation and not burst out laughing? Maybe I should start going to church and just laughing at these kind of guys.
I don't know. This kind of guy is just so dumb. His name is Rick Wiles, and he's extremely on the extreme right.
Wrong.
Why?
The extreme wrong.
Why do you think he hates meatless burgers so much?
I can't imagine. Well, you said that he's afraid that it's going to change the DNA of Homo sapiens.
Change human DNA. Why? They want to change human DNA so that you can't be born again.
I'm sorry,
what?
I'm sorry, what?
I don't remember that on the Sermon on the Mount.
So he says that the meatless burgers are made by demons. And Lucifer himself.
Ah, Lucifer.
To change the DNA of human beings.
Got himself a new job.
So they can't find God. Right. With meatless burgers.
Wow.
This is what he decided to take on.
Oh, and then he said, send me $20 so I can help fight Beyond Burger.
I wish he had said,
I haven't had no sex.
I would have listened more.
But that's not true.
To that gentleman, if he had said that.
So Sligo is moving, personally.
Oh, man, moving. Don't you just love moving?
Moving sucks. There's nothing worse.
Blows. It's the worst. You just keep finding more and more crap you got
to
pack.
I'd like to do this to help you, though. This is to help you.
Oh, good.
This is because I care about
you. Do you have some ideas how to make it easier, make it faster?
I'd like to take phone calls from listeners.
Okay.
With their moving disasters. Things that went wrong. Everything that went wrong.
Bastard!
Everything that could go wrong did go wrong.
Bastard!
Just to encourage you.
Unbelievable.
So that when you move, you realize, oh, this isn't so bad. That's why.
Dude, check it out, man. My wife and I figured out between the two of us, we have both moved 40 times altogether.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, together we've lived in here in Los Angeles all over the place.
How many of them were voluntary?
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
We lived in San Diego together. Uh-huh. We lived in San Francisco. We lived all over Los Angeles. I've lived
40.
In New York.
You said 40, 4-0.
Yep. Between the two of us.
Wow.
40 times. We counted them all. I'd be like, oh, I went from here to there to
Why
there to
you
here to there.
Stay in one place.
I don't know,
Are you running from the law?
You know, I never go out and do anything in public.
Yeah.
Like, I never
Sligo
show up anywhere.
Really is a recluse.
That's a fact.
Very much so.
No, I you know, just kind of find good deals, and then they last for a while. Like, right now, I'm renting this amazing place from a friend, and he's let us basically squat there for, like, 4 years, and he finally, like, get out.
So now you're getting out.
Yeah, now we're getting out.
And you have to move. So I want to help you.
Thank you. Now, wait.
With calls from people.
Moving disaster.
Who moved and it was a disaster. Like, what went wrong with your move?
Like, the truck door opened and everything fell out on the freeway.
What didn't show up? What showed up broken?
What? My favorite thing ever I lost in two moves ago was this weird plastic cube. It was like, it looked like an ice cube.
What was it for?
It was a table and a lamp. The whole thing lit up. I called it a future table because it would be like blue and I'd put my weird
drinks.
I
hate to lose that.
It sucked! It looked like it should have been on Space 1999 and they just left it somewhere. Or stole it.
No,
it was cool.
They probably took it
they
and threw it away.
Threw it away, yeah.
Because they were like,
what's this stupid thing?
He wouldn't want this. Let's toss
Who
it.
Who would?
So moving disasters.
You lost your
You tried
favorite.
To move and something went wrong.
Yeah.
What was it? 818-955 KL Sligo's moving.
Oh, man.
So I thought to encourage him, we would take phone calls on moving disasters.
Just to give me a really good night's rest before, you know, a couple of nights before.
KLOS, what happened to you?
So I'm with my ex, and we go out drinking one night in my car. Then she takes my car, drives us home, drunk, crashes, and keeps driving, and then pees in the Uber. And the next day, she has to fly home for her grandma, who's dying in a hospital, but her rent was up, and she had to move. So I volunteered to move everything, and then she ended up charging me for all of her broken shit. and then her grandma was fine, and my grandma died that day instead, and she didn't say anything.
Wow!
Oh, my God.
Wow! I mean, that takes moving disaster to a...
Wow!
Unparalleled level.
All right, that's a great start.
Yeah. Thank you for calling, and I'm sorry to hear it.
Nothing. She was hot, though, but I thought that she had...
Wait, do you have her spell of her phone number?
Yeah, I do.
Thank you for calling.
Right on, thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Your moving disasters. So Sligo's moving, and I want to encourage him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah, you do, and it's very thoughtful.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, that was the Traveling Wilburys, George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. It was a twofer of Tom Petty with them. And also with Stevie Nicks. So nice little twofer there.
For, all right, now back Mr. to your business.
Yes. Yeah.
So Sligo's moving. And I want to encourage him with moving disasters.
You want to put in my head the horrible things that might happen so that when they don't...
You'll realize how good you have.
That is wonderfully twisted logic,
thank
man.
You.
That is messed up right
KLOS,
there.
KLOS, what happened to you?
I was in the military, in the Air Force, and I was going from the stateside to Heraklion Air Base in Crete. I shipped my whole household goods, my car and everything. They put it on a boat, the slow boat to China. The boat sank.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So all of your stuff was
sank.
Everything, car, dishes, you name it.
Oh, my God.
Whole house and car is gone, bottom of the ocean.
And does it? You ever think it's down there and you kind of, do you ever fantasize about putting on scuba gear and going to try and find it?
You know, they salvaged that ship a few years later and there was really nothing left. But yeah, I thought about
wow,
that.
Wow, that's so bizarre. I'm sorry, man. That's awful.
But I hope that happens to Sligo.
Most likely my boat will sink.
It would be a weird
very
coincidence
weird, yeah.
that if your especially ship yeah. sunk.
So we're just moving across town. But
thank
thanks
you
for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Moving disasters. I'm just trying to help, man. I'm trying to lower the stress. You know?
Yeah, that's helping.
Stress.
You know, when you tell someone about terrible things that happened, an event that they're just about to partake in, well, that always relaxes
wait,
them.
Are you moving?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
That's
I so
weird.
Told you. So you don't want to take any more of these calls about moving disasters then, since you know that I'm moving.
I didn't realize you were moving. Otherwise, I wouldn't be taking these calls. But now that we have them, we should probably, they're on hold.
I guess it would be rude.
We talked to an Air Force guy who was supposed to move across the ocean and the boat sank.
All his stuff, the household full of stuff at the bottom of the ocean.
Hilarious.
Unbelievable. Wow.
At least you know that's not going to
probably
happen.
Not.
All right. So see, you're cheering up
already. I'm so happy.
KLOS, hello.
Well, it doesn't beat the boat sinking, but just we loaded up a military guy. He was an awesome dude. The whole truck was filled, his stuff. A lot of irreplaceable antiques, and the truck burnt down at a truck stop.
Man.
Burnt down.
Wow. How did that
down
happen?
To the ground. Well, I think a tire caught on fire. Those things get, you know, like 1,000 degrees before
yeah.
they even know it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got to tell you, the military has a really good replacement value, and a lot of those guys would love to see the boat.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Interesting. That's good.
Get
yeah.
rid of the old crap. Get some new crap.
So, yeah, it'd be a shame if something happened to your boat.
yeah, no, they said that, yeah.
Well, that's funny. Right on, dude. Thank you
love
for calling.
You guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank
love
you.
You. Bye.
818-955-KLOS.
You're moving disasters.
Yeah, I was walking. Yeah, anyway.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I'm just trying to make him feel better about having to move.
Put my mind at ease.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of concerns when you're moving to a new place.
Right.
You make sure everything gets there, nothing gets broken, you don't lose grandma's ashes.
Correct. It's all important.
By the way, you mind hanging on to grandma's urn for a while for me?
Yeah, no worries.
Awesome.
No
don't
worries. I'm the guy.
Smoke it.
I'm your guy. Don't worry about that at all.
All right, good.
We're taking moving disaster calls. Well, you tried to move and something went terribly wrong. KLOS, what happened to you?
I was moving and I locked the keys in the house as I was moving, and the landlord wasn't there to give me a key, so I was stuck for a whole day, whole night without my stuff and my car.
You locked your keys to the house in the house you were moving from or to?
From.
Why didn't you just like break a window or something?
Well, because then they would have taken it out of my deposit.
Okay.
That's true.
You know what's terrible is I found when I lock myself out of places, I find it really easy to get in.
Same.
I've done it a couple times, right?
I've gotten good at it.
What does that say about us?
Call us next time.
Yeah, we'll hook you up. No worries. We'll break into your place. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, buddy.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Talking about moving disasters.
Yes, I was moving in Chicago, and I loaded up my car. Everything fit in the car. It felt great. I was on the top floor of this building that's like the Capitol Records building. It's round. And the architect designed it all sexy with a roundabout driveway that goes down around mm-hmm. the perimeter of the tower.
I think I know those, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. My car wouldn't start. So we called tow company. We're like, brilliant idea. We'll tow the car to the new place and figure it out and at least unload the car. Tow company says, we cannot get up this thing. You have to bring the car down. And we're like, all right.
All right.
So we put the car in neutral.
I like where this is story going.
My
I
God.
Like it already.
Yep. We daredeviled it down this thing in a downward slope in neutral with people pushing against the car with all my stuff loaded in it, like a speeding bullet.
Wow. Yes. Like in a movie, right? It's a Steve McQueen movie when it goes flying off the side of that building.
And how did it end?
We made it to the floor level. Tow truck hitched us up, towed us to the new place.
Wow, you're lucky.
Yeah, that's insane.
I'm alive.
That is a terrible idea.
Yeah, not at all dangerous.
Especially for the people pushing against the car.
Yeah. Or the people that are in front of the car didn't know it's coming. Yeah.
Worst part is I moved back to L.A. a month later.
How dare you? How dare you?
After all that. Hilarious.
This is Los Angeles. Yeah, I do love Chicago, though. It is a great town. All right, so coming up in a matter of moments, it's Gimme Five today.
The theme is the five senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch.
Dude, it's kind of sad I had to look them up, isn't it? I'm like, well, I have five senses.
I took them from your list.
But I don't know where they are. I had to go find them, man. But five of those coming up in minutes. Okay, let's... This is...
Give me five.
No.
Songs in a row at five.
PM.
5 p.m.
Oh, I never made that connection before.
Five in a row at five. Green Slugger, right?
It's all about the human senses. We have five of them, and you can't look unless you got eyeballs. So here's your first sense of five. Eyes, vision, sight, seeing. Ooh, check her out!
It's Gimme Five on KLOS. The theme for today's Gimme Five is five senses.
So the vision sense has been represented there finally by Motley Crue. If you want to take a guess or a suggestion as to one of the five human senses, give us a call right now, 818-955-KLOS. So, Kevin, what do you think this one is?
Sound!
Why?
Sound.
Because it's listen to the music?
Maybe.
I see.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice earballs.
Seems easy.
You listen to the music. I'm bitter.
It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock, and today is the five senses. So far, we've had sight and sound.
That's right. So we should take some suggestions. You listen to the music. I'm bitter.
It's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row with a theme at 5 o'clock, and today is the five senses. So far, we've had sight and sound.
That's right. So we should take some suggestions. Of course, you might not be able to get through because this guy's on the phone, I think, making a suggestion. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, it's the five senses.
How about a Nirvana song? Smells like Teen Spirit.
Oh, that does take in the nose. That actually has the word smell in it, even.
It does.
All right. You.
You. It's all about you.
It's a bitter taste.
Taste. That's one of the senses.
That sounded delicious. It's Gimme Five. We're talking about the five senses. Sight, sound, smell, and taste.
Thus, we had Looks the Kill. We listened to the music. We had Nirvana. Smells like Teen Spirit right there. Wilhelm and Bitter Taste. So, number one.
Touch.
There you go.
Yes.
Yeah. That's five senses.
Do you want to touch? Well done.
You know, they never play this on Sesame Street, and that's because they suck. But there's the five senses for you. It always sounds like a Saturday Night Live performance to me, that song.
Sort of.
You know?
Yeah, sounds I can see that.
Yeah, they're on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, David Bowie.
If you would like to join us at KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park, we're going there on August 25th. We're kicking everybody else out.
Out!
And taking over the park.
Hours!
You could call us right now.
Well, no. They need to wait for the sound of, who was it? Chewbacca. We're going to hear Chewbacca at some point today. And when you do, then you be caller 13.
Then be caller 13. Yeah. So listen closely for Chewbacca.
Yeah, be listening for Chewbacca and then call 818-955-KLOS. Oh! What do you know?
So now they call.
Now you call.
Just to clarify.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Call 13. Good luck.
You don't hate him right this second, but you're about to hate Rob. Tell him why, Kevin.
Well, Rob Laster in Corona just won a four-pack of tickets.
Oh, that's why.
He took them from you. To the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
We do have another chance for you to win that four-pack sometime very soon, though, on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
818-955-KLOS is the phone number if you'd like to join us for the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Yeah, that's going to be happening on the 25th. It's at 9 o'clock at night, so everybody else gets thrown out, and we get to take over the park.
Caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck. Congratulations to Dave from Long Beach. He's going to join us at KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California
Park.
Right
on, Dave. Well done.
Well done, Dave.
Let's give away some tickets. What do you think?
The KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park is happening August 25th, and we have a four-pack of tickets right now for caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. KLOS, who's this?
This is Ed.
Ed, you're caller 13.
Bing, bing, bing. Really?
Yep.
Wow, that's kind of cool.
That means you got the four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park on August 25th.
Woohoo! Nice.
We will see you there, man. 3,000 screaming teenagers can't be wrong. On this day in rock in 1964, a couple of policemen fainted, and another was taken to the hospital with broken ribs trying to contain a group of teenagers that were very excited to see the Rolling Stones play live. 120,000 people got together to hear Freddie Mercury play with Queen for the very last time on this day in rock in 1986. It was on this day in rock in 1995 when Peter, Chris, and Ace Frehley joined the current lineup of Kiss for the first time since 1980, reuniting the band as they originally were for the MTV Unplugged special.